And so, beloved ones, we join you again. In fact, we have never left. If you remember what we have just said to you, we are always available. So, if you wish, as we talk, we share energies, not just words. You tend to be more sensitive if you have your eyes closed. It is not a demand, but a suggestion, if you wish it. So let us say a few things about what is occurring here with your humanity. As was briefly mentioned, there is much chaos in the world right now. So many people expressing concern. This politician doing this politician doing that, spending all that time and energy fighting with each other, nothing getting done, communities collapsing. Beloved ones, as we have said, don't focus on those things, but understand why they are happening. Do you realize there are many millions of people the last 2-3 years have started meditating? Do you realize that there are thousands and thousands of people all around your world gathering in groups like this every weekend? Thousands of people trying to discover ways of changing their lives, trying to find, how can I be more peace? How can I live in more abundance? And so people are trying and searching and looking in ways that have never occurred before. Why? As most of you know, it has to do with the shifts that occurred here relatively recently in your 2012, but the energy that was building up before that, the intention of humanity was strong enough to switch the direction that you are moving in. And now you are moving into this place of creating a new reality. But as you are aware, in order to bring in the new, some of this old needs to disappear. You are seeing that the old is becoming very obvious in your world. You see what is happening in the different countries. But do you also look and see what is happening in your life? Can you see the old coming up within you? The old judgments, the old criticism, the avoidance of speaking your truth? Do you see yourself living these old habit patterns that you would prefer not to be there, but somehow they keep on repeating themselves? This is your old. This is the old in you that's becoming more obvious, because you are becoming more aware. And so with this obvious awareness, with this sense of, oh, this is old, the question then to ask yourself is, what do I need to change in order to live in love, joy, harmony, and abundance on all levels? When we talk of abundance, we are not meaning money. We are talking abundance of friendship, abundance of love, abundance of joy and celebration. the ability to move around this beautiful planet when you are drawn to. Abundance of experience. Because as you begin to raise your vibration, experiences of other realities start to manifest. Your abilities to experience higher dimensional realms simply starts to occur. Are you ready for this? Are you willing to continue to be on the leading edge of awakening? Because you have brought yourself here. You are here because part of you wants to change. It is not just getting information. This is about change. Change on a cellular level. Because as you raise your vibration, your cells start to function. Switches in the DNA switch on, switch off. Do you know that your DNA has something like 4 million little switches? And you know how big the DNA is, huh? Every thought, every emotion is an energy. And every thought, every emotion affects the little switches in the DNA. Moment by moment, your DNA is shifting and moving. So, what are your thoughts as you go about your day? What are your feelings as you go about your day? Do you look at your partner or your friend and expect them to be the same way? Because if you expect them to be the same way, you are being the same way. Can you allow for the possibility that your partner, your friend, those that you work with are also in the process of change? Can you allow for the possibility, if you look at them anew every day, that they will respond to you in a different way? Can you look at those whom you meet as fellow travelers on this journey to awakening? For in truth we are. And do you remember that we are in a duality here? We are in a duality here. What does this mean? It means that the dark energy needs to be here as well as the light energy. Why? The contrast is what allows you to make a choice. The contrast allows you to make a choice. And when you start to choose for what is right for you, you are moving into a higher vibration. Now, humanity is all connected. It is often called the morphic field. You do not see it, you do not feel it, but it is there. And so as you take a little step into awareness, as you raise your vibration, you are actually raising the vibration of the whole of humanity. Just the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest drop in the ocean of consciousness. But you are not alone. That is why things are changing in your world. Because more and more of you are wanting to be more conscious, wanting to be more loving, wanting to enjoy life rather than struggle through it, wanting to be dancing with health instead of held down by limitations of the body. Beloveds, you are changing this reality. Societies change slowly. You can change very rapidly. You are the one with the foot on the gas. You are the one that is controlling how fast or how slow your personal evolution is occurring. That makes you the one who is bringing in the beauty or bringing in the suffering moment by moment. Let us say that again. You are the one that is bringing in the beauty or bringing in the suffering. We like to claim, the beauty, the joy. But we like to blame someone else for the suffering. We like to put it out on someone else. You did this to me. No. You created that for yourself somehow, by some thought, some feeling unexpressed. If you can start to take responsibility for everything that is happening in your little world, then your attitude towards others will change. And it will become more beautiful. It is so simple. If you can simply see, if you can simply take responsibility, the meditation that we just guided brought you into an inner space, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more open, a little bit more available for spirit to come to you. And so this is a beautiful way of opening up to the support that is always available to you. Sometimes there are situations in your life and you just don't know what to do. That's okay. Ask for help. Ask, sit, meditate if you wish. Be still, be quiet, and just speak. You can talk to God, you can talk to Spirit, you can talk to this guide or that guide. It doesn't matter. You are just putting it out. You are expressing that you would like support. And then simply relax, not even expecting any response in that moment, because it might not be coming in that moment. It might come the next day, an idea, I should try that. Or a friend might say, hey, what's up? And rather than saying, I'm fine, you say, this is happening. And your friend might have a beautiful suggestion. You do not know how Spirit is going to respond to your asking. But as Alcazar always says, we always respond. Stay open and receive it. Stay open and receive it. And so, beloved ones, always remember, you can ask. Always remember, there is a solution. There is a solution in a beautiful way. The solution does not need aggression, anger, does not require confrontation in a harsh way. There is always a beautiful solution to be found. Ask, and you shall receive. So ask, and then be open to the possibility that a response is going to come to you. And so, beloved ones, we love you always. We are with you always. And we look forward to you communicating with us on all levels. We cannot wait till you can see us as we see you. Beloveds, that day is coming. You might be in a different body by then, but that day is coming. We say again, we love you, we bless you, we honor each and every one of you. For indeed, beloveds, even though it seems impossible for the mind, we are all one.
So, with the profound wisdom of Alcazar, who is inviting us to communicate more with this other side, with the beings, with the space that you are right now, and with taking in the responsibility that he just mentioned for yourself, for your life, breathe into it and assimilate some of those pearls that were just mentioned so they anchor deeper into your being and become part of you as you cognize them in your brain and, of course, deeper into your heart. Allow more, as there's always, it is infinite. Allow more of those energies to come to you. Open more to this space. This space that you already created since yesterday, together, a coherence and confluence of energies that are here to support you while you are here, and also after you leave this space and go back to your homes, they go with you, and they will never go away. You can always come back to them, and you can always call upon them. As everything is in a circle, and as we have no beginning and no end, there is no place that we cannot go back to. Quantumness is an experience that we cannot fully comprehend, but we can feel into it. We can feel how it encompasses us. We can feel, as we let go more of the senses of the physical body into the energy, into the field that is us. So allow more for that feeling of multidimensionality in one of the most powerful multidimensional places on the planet. This land, this mountain that has a current name but really is far, far, far more ancient, to connect with you. And invite those that you loved and that been with you on earth to come be with you now, because they are here with you now. And again, invite more of the guides and more of the angels and more of the beings. They love you here, they support you here, and they see you walking this life. And they are always, always with you. So this is a place of love, of pure compassion, of pure compassion. and open even more. Feel that peacefulness, stillness, that illumination that you are, the higher vibration of energy that truly you are, the magnificence of you, the light that is you. Let it encompass everything around us, connecting with all the beings and all the energies and everything that is possible for you to imagine and beyond. See it as one light, one brilliant, radiant light. Bathing us all. Simply light. Breathe. And as we began the day asking for a change that we want to change in our life, what would it be? And you focused and gave your intent for it. Feel into it again. Feel into it again. We honor, Kryon that is coming, and the entourage for the wisdom, for the guidance, and love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who have asked right away about what you're experiencing here. And they would like to linearize for their thinking and their logic process and for their intellect, the whole process, especially the differences they see in this channeling retreat. Already, the second day, the questions will occur where, Kryon, I want to ask you specifically a question, is how are you related to Alcazar? And the real question, how in the world are you related to the other one? That female one that sits next to you and makes the jokes. That Adironda one. How are you related to all of the pipes that are next to you as your partner sits there? That you call the Stargate? And the answer is there is a common thread. A thread that is more than esoteric. We're family. We are family. And the family part of all of this, dear ones, truly, is that which the veil would separate in your mind, in the linearity, in the way you think. You hear the wisdom pouring from Alcazar. You hear the love and the tools and the advice. And he stands next to the beauty of the energy of the Stargate, which he channeled. And you realize that the extension is a metaphor, a true one, that says there is a structure next to him that that has sacred geometry within it at every angle, that marries to him, it marries to the creative source, it pours energy to you. It's more than a tool. It has a life, and we've talked about this. Is it possible that consciousness has life of its own? Is it possible that consciousness can pour from energy which is created from shapes? Yes. The whole idea of sacred geometry has been well known on this planet, celebrated. Adiranda approaches this in a different way and makes you laugh, and there is the softening of the heart with the beauty of the humor. We're family, and you cannot separate this, and you can look at the three that you've seen so far. I'll say four. If you want to add then the channeling of jewels, it's five. We are family, and that is how we approach all of this. There is no separation. As we continue the story, Alcazar today has brought you an idea that is nonlinear. He wants you to recognize the reality that each of you are in a soup that is different than you think. And the guides that are with you, you want to name them, you want to count them, but they're part of you in a certain way, and they're real. Now, here's where the veil comes in, and that's what we want to talk about regarding the mountain in just a moment. There is this veil that is a metaphor for the separation of the linear thinker and the multidimensional thinker. It's often been caused the veil and called the veil because on the other side of it, you would think, well, that's where the angelic realm would live. This is where the guides would be. And you think, that's why I have a hard time perhaps reaching out and considering that they're here or real or part of us or any of these because of this veil that comes down. All of that is accurate. And therefore, the channeling that you've heard in these last 2 days all reflects getting beyond this, perhaps going through it, perhaps tools that help you to recognize what's there. Well, I've got another idea to give you. This family we're in, it's joined by someone else. If I'm going to present this correctly, I'm going to give information, some of which you've heard, some of that you've not. And it relates to the mountain. But we have to go back to Lemuria. Lemuria is a constant subject in this gathering from all of the channels. Because it refers to a beginning that is pure. And it refers to that which we have called those from the stars. Dear ones, on a practical level, I will say this to you, that if you start doing research and you would go back as far as you can, if you would go and research the information that may or may not exist from the indigenous, better still, if you could go to the indigenous who are still on the planet and ask them about their traditions. And the one question I would like you to present, if you could, tell me where you came from. Every indigenous tribe from the beginning of time has a story of arriving on the planet that is surreal, esoteric. None of them will say, well, we just arrived by accident. None of them. They will all have some kind of metaphor of being the fish or the tadpoles or coming or going from the pond. Some metaphor. Some will have a practicality. Some will say, we came from the stars and we know it. Some will tell you that they reincarnate in certain ways. that consciousness moves. This is from the indigenous. More than not, they will tell you there was intervention. Intervention is the name that something happened on the planet to create that which is you. And I want to remind you, dear ones, this is also the creation story of almost every single major religion on the planet. That there was intervention. Don't you find that interesting that you go back in history, as far back as you can research or ask, and you find the same story? That somehow, some way, humans were here and there was intervention. And the intervention, almost always, whether it's from the indigenous or whether it's the current religion, say this, that the human being somehow was touched by divinity and they received something they did not have before. And most will say what they did not have before was the knowledge of God. Or perhaps it's the awareness of dark and light. But all of them will say that was profound and it was different. And it started a human being civilization that was different than the animal they were before. And that would be right. You're in the shadow of the mountain. I'm getting there. Lemuria is also a mountain. One of the nodes of the planet. I'll tell you, that is where your parents are. Your esoteric parents, because what they did, dear ones, over a long period of time and normal breeding, was to change your DNA from the 24 pairs of chromosomes to 23. And in the process, a fusion of another one, and in the process, a pair that you can't see yet. If you want to know who you are, dear ones, I'll tell you, you're not from here. How does that sound? You're not from here. There is no missing link. You are partially from here and partially from the stars. But if you want to trace back that esotericness of what the Pleiadians gave you and some of their cousins on some of their planets and beyond that, they gave you knowledge and the tools, not just of free choice, but the ability to capture and have and realize divinity inside you. Made in his image is a common phrase that you will hear even today. And what it means is made in the image of love. You are made in the image of the Creator. That's who you are. And what I want to tell you about this that I have not said before is this. I want you to project for a moment what that might have meant from the consciousness of the star mothers who came, especially the ones in Lemuria who for thousands of years taught and for thousands of years were responsible for the creation of a 23-paired human being. Those of you who were there, and there are many light workers today who were, are starting to understand there is a connection to these esoteric parents of yours. And that's who they are. But you separate them, just like you separate the guides, and you talk about them in ways that to put them over there in the mountain. I want to tell you something that I've never said before, and we're getting there. You'll see this. After a period of time, the original star mothers that were presenting the teaching wheel and all of the progress that they were giving of the truth, the truths of God and Spirit implanted into humanity, the teaching of the beauty and the love and the magnificence and the free choice that you had, the teaching of the stars and all the other things they had to give you. After this was finished, and after Lemuria started to sink into what is now the islands of Hawaii, after they did, some of them stayed. The ones who stayed, I've told you, you can find the energy of that protected island called Kauai contains their energy. That's the one. You'd say, well, isn't it in the big island where all the volcanoes are? The essence is still there. But the sweetness of their countenance and their consciousness is on Kauai. They could go anywhere they wanted to, and they joined their sisterhood, if you want to say so, in other places. I told you that some of them went to Europe, to Glastonbury. Some of them went to some of the other nodes which were just coming and teaching there and doing, continuing to work with humanity. Dear ones, they are your parents. The star mothers are your parents. You'll say they are the parents of your soul on this planet that incarnates and incarnates and incarnates and incarnates, because that DNA that they gave you continues and continues and continues. It doesn't morph from then. It doesn't have any more or any less. That is what they gave you. Put yourself right now in a high place and imagine that you had done this. Don't pay attention or minutiaize your gender. I want you to pretend you're a mother, even the men here who've all been women at one time in this planet. I want you to consider just for a moment, suspend all belief and pretend, if you wish, that you are responsible for the birthing of a civilization called Earth. And all of the years you put into it, and you have the ability to travel and put yourself into consciousness and go wherever you want to on this planet. Let's say you do. And the souls that you were responsible for, teaching and looking into their eyes and helping those souls beyond, they continue to reincarnate. They're the same soul, different names, different faces, different genders. They're the same soul over and over and over. And you see them. They're your children. Put yourself in that place. I want to ask you something. Veil or no veil? Would you want to be with them? Oh. Yes, you would. Would you go to any length you could? That's allowed. That's allowed. And what I mean allowed is you have free choice. God is not one that will come into your room and say, I'm God. You got to open the door. Spirit will sit and hover. The guides and the angels will hover until that moment when you say, hello. Knock on the door or not. Most don't. They're taught not to. You realize you're taught you can't. But you are able, and this is the difference. I want you to put yourself in that place of that star mother. Wouldn't you love to just track your kids? Wouldn't you love to know what they're doing and how they're doing it? Incarnation, incarnation, incarnation. What about the ones that have been so close to you in Lemuria? The ones you did eyeball to eyeball and you taught. Here is the premise. You talk about the star mothers and the Pleiadians like they're not part of you. You have their DNA. You talk about them as though they are above you, and they're not. They have an elevated consciousness, but they are still you, part of you, taught you. Where am I going? I'll tell you right now where I'm going. You have decided, well, they left Lemuria, now they're in Europe, and they're there. Maybe they're the Rila Mountains, Bulgaria, and maybe they're in all of these nodes, and you say, well, that's what they're doing. What do you think they're doing there? Some say, well, they've got a bingo game going on. You separate them. Here is the point of all of this. Alcazar has told you that these guides you have are real. Now I want you to put that same idea here. Those star mothers follow you wherever you go. Did you hear that? They knew you're coming here in the shadow of the mountain where they're very comfortable. They follow their kids. Does that surprise you? They follow their kids. The incarnate souls of these who came to change your DNA and are still here, want to be here and want to be with you, and they move around. They are part of the entourage that we talk about. They are part of the guide sets that we have talked about. Don't put them on a pedestal and say, well, they're here or there or they're in that city someplace. They're with you. Last night, I gave a short channeling to a sisterhood. And I said something on purpose to make Melly Ha pay attention. I said her mother was in the mountain, and that's why she keeps going up there. But I also had said it one other time, that her mother was in Glastonbury. That would seem to be a linear contradiction, unless you get the idea that she might be a little more like you than you think, and that the star mothers may actually move around to be with you. What a concept. There's more than you think here. You made an effort to be close to this mountain. Why don't you make an effort to say hello to your mother? Your parents are here. Those esoteric thinkers in the room and listening to this right now are more prone to understand this than the general public, believe me. But when you start to understand this, then you'll understand why 30 years ago, when I came into this planet and started speaking through my partner, the first thing I said is, dear human beings, you're not alone. And now you know what I'm talking about. There is extended family, more than you think, that actually follows you around. How does it make you feel to think that perhaps you've been in the dark all your life, trailed around by angels, relatives, family? You think you're alone and you're in the closet crying because something happened. And they're crying with you, and you never know it. Or you're celebrating the beauty of something that's wonderful that's happened. And they're celebrating too, and you never know it. Because you never really included them in your reality. That's the message. Break down the barrier of that veil that would keep you from the love of those who seated you, who want to be with you, helping guide you spiritually, making sure that you're in the right place at the right time because you're asking the right questions. These are the helpers. These are the ones that Adaranda speaks of, that Alcazar speaks of. Part of the energy of the Stargate is a tool of realization. The reason you would sit in it and have the experiences that you have, and some have healed, is because of the sacred geometry, which is a personality of its own. There's more here than you think. And if you stay in a linear model with linear minutiae, these things will never occur to you. So why not take a deep breath, as they say, and consider that all things are possible, and that perhaps you don't have a picture of the reality that's accurate. Here's my advice before I close. Almost all of you drove here, even the residents. When you go out to get in that very complex automobile of yours, I want to ask you, do you go to that place where you keep the forms and the manuals and read all about the transmission before you start the car? And if you say no, I would say, what's wrong with you? Don't you want to know how it works? Aren't you interested in your safety? And you would say, well, no, that's really silly. You see, we just start it and go. I think you know where I'm going, don't you? Do you really have to understand the minutia of love? To understand mothers, fathers, children here, do you really have to see the minutia of the love of God to understand your family cares about you? And you're in the shadow of the mountain. What a privilege to be that close to something so special, so special. You don't need a manual for love. This is the message, and will continue to be the message from all of us as long as we are alive. And then it continues on, even further than you think. Go from this place changed, and so it is.